We were celebrating Grace finishing her all her work for the first term, and the only activity we could think of was driving around looking at people's Christmas lights.
Very good. That's fair enough.
And this was the pièce de résistance in Tunbridge Wells. It's incredible Christmas lights. So
that's an actual real photo. My God.
Oh yeah. No, that is
that's quite stunning.
It is. It was an amazing place. Yes, it was. Yeah. So anyway, let me just see if I am fine. There we go. There's me.
There he is.
Look at that. And that's only one. There were two houses next to each other, and they were both
incredible.
Rocking it full time. Beautiful. Bless them.
Grid.
I know, but I reckon. I mean, I was worried because we do our row lights off of our thing, so I plug something in, and they use no power whatsoever.
No, the LEDs, yeah.
Yeah, it's. I mean, just we've moved to LEDs in the last 10 years, haven't we?
Yeah,
from fluorescent.
5 bulb in here. That's 3 watts, and it's. I mean, I know it looks a bit grey, but it's actually
no
3 watts.
3 watts, and that used to be minimum 60, didn't it?
60, oh yeah.
So
I mean, it's the future.
Phenomenal.
It's how we're going to get there.
If we can keep moving, then fantastic. Yeah. Ah, what a joy to be positive about the world for a minute, isn't it?
Just a minute. Let's not go too long.
No, sure.
Oh,
but
God.
Oh dear. So how are you?
I'm not happy, Dan. I'll give you one quote to the shop. Okay? I have a very expensive paperweight, and that is all. Good day.
Oh, good day to you, sir. Oh no, seriously.
Wrong.
No, what's
really
happened?
Has, oh, where do you want me to start? Okay. So yesterday,
bring the listeners up to date with what's been going on for the last couple of weeks.
The rhythm performer TRAS, pretty much not bought but exchanged because I'm getting bids on my equipment paid for, and it's all going smoothly. So financially, no problems. Lovely bit of kit. Used it yesterday, was loving it, everything worked, buttons, you know, every button meant what it said and the manual meant that. And then I realized there was an update.
Oh.
A firmware update.
No.
I know.
Well, you've got to do the updates.
I didn't, Dan. I looked at the video, you see, stupidly, where they're going, it's so much better now. This is a major game changer. Yeah. So I checked my version, knowing obviously the version I had was going to be old.
Yeah.
And of course it was. So because it's version 2 now, you see, Dan, and it's game changing.
Mm.
Okay. So that's fine. This is all good. This is all fine. And the game changer is that they have added an FM synthesis.
I know.
Right, you've read it.
Yes.
You've seen it. And
well, on some of the videos, I mean, just to say, you have gone from not knowing about this product to buying this product in 2 weeks, haven't you?
Yeah, and now you know what's going to happen, don't you? Come on.
Well, yeah. So, rightly so, you want to go version 2 of the firmware.
Of course, because they promise. I watched the video with the DJ going twiddling and everything's.
Any concerns about trying to do the update using your.
I was concerned. I read it. I printed it out. Look, the instructions. I printed it out.
Right. Yes.
To follow it.
Guarantee success.
It's easy. Can't go wrong, Dan.
I know. A fool could do it.
A fool could do it. Right. So, I downloaded the driver.
Yep.
Right. So, of course, I've got Mojave, which is 10 point... Hang on. I'm just going to just... 10.14, right?
Right.
And it said driver, 10.11, 10.12, 10.13, 10.15. 10... Of course, mine wasn't on it, was it?
That's ridiculous.
Exactly. So I looked at it and it said, it actually says, if you have Mojave, don't worry. It'll say, you know, it's 10.13. Don't worry. It'll
just
be
do
fine.
It. Yeah. It will all be fine.
It'll all be fine, Dan.
Wow. Philip. I mean, what could go wrong?
No, this is all good. This is all really... Don't worry, Dan. You'll be thinking, my God, Phil, you're on a roll. So, download the driver. Read everything. Downloaded the version 2 update. Unzip the file. 2.bit. Full shebang. Exactly as thing. Plugged in the Roland. Popped up, there it is, beautiful, double clicked, beautiful, dropped the thing in, beautiful, switched it off, beautiful, utility, beautiful, update, fantastic, update, fantastic, version 2, fantastic. So here we go. So I plugged in my earphones. One little complaint is that this lead that I replaced, number 2, is now broken, so it just goes all the time. We'll try and ignore that.
That was a problem 2 weeks ago, as I recall.
So it's getting worse. So the whole reason, the thing I was obsessed about was the FM, the whole new FM thing.
Yes, you know, synth engine.
And the morph. The morph.
Yes,
thing.
The morph.
Right, exactly. Not FM that I've ever used it, but if they're going to say, you've got morph, I want morph.
But, yeah.
So I watched the tutorial and they're twiddling on the control buttons, the third row of buttons I'm pointing now, and every time they put FM instrument and they put the control and there was morph, right? So I loaded the bass drum, no morph anywhere, right? No.
Right.
And then something appeared and then it disappeared. And then it appeared and then it did. And so then I was thinking, right, okay, this is a bit weird. So then I loaded Pro, and then I got in a kerfuffle because there's pattern select and recording and motion recording. And so I was just fiddling in knobs, and I think I adjusted everything. So all the sounds were like going everything. Every snare drum was like going like that. So I reset, factory reset. I thought, right, let's just cut this out now, Phil. Just
pull the plug.
Clean it. And morph was there then.
Right.
Right. And then it wasn't there again. So I thought, right, they're all using the control buttons, which you can assign any, you can assign. So you want to be a reverb send, assign it to the control on the channel, right? And I was only using one instrument here, Dan. I wasn't overstretching.
Yeah, you weren't
just the one. Right.
Yeah,
but here comes the fact. Reasonable. No, sorry, it's a bit of a long story, but it is quite a good ending. I haven't gone beyond the ending though, so it could all be a disaster. So then I rang the shop. Of course, they knew nothing, which that really annoyed me. But fair enough. But you kind of sorry, mate. You know, really great. Thanks. Goodbye.
We just sell it. You want to go to Roland support?
Yeah, so I went to Roland Support.
Right.
I registered the whole product, went on to the knowledge base. I thought, I'll start with the forums. How do you assign a parameter to the control button? Right? So they say you press control select, and that's just what I did. And I did this yesterday, Dan. I was actually good at this yesterday. I was whizzing.
Yes.
Control select. Reverb send, delay send, LFO filter, phaser, no morph.
No.
It wasn't there. All right, so I checked. It's an FM instrument, and on the video, when he was going, look, it's great, he set his FM bass drum, he twiddled his control, and morph was there. But he didn't say, how do you get morph on your control button?
Right.
So I then Googled. We're now in hour two, Dan. Yeah. And reading this. Can I just say?
Still no music having been made.
Oh, wow. No, I'm making music with presets. But look, see this? Anything about assigning? No, nothing, though. I don't understand how you can write a manual like that. And all I want to do isn't in it. So that's another...
That's amazing.
It's always the same, isn't it, Dan?
The bit that you want.
It never is, though, Dan, is it?
Never is.
It never is. The one bit, it'll be the same with you, you know.
Yeah.
So then I went on to the PDF manual online. Oh, I've written to Roland, by the way, explaining my displeasure.
Yes.
So I've written to them after ringing the shop. Then I rang the shop again, going, look, there's something weird here. I think it's a fucked up firmware.
Right.
Bug it up. It's doing something weird. And then I thought, well, that's pretty unlikely, really, because thousands of people use it and there was nothing online about bugs or there was nothing about not finding it. So I thought, well, okay. So I accept maybe, you know, in pattern mode and I was twiddling knobs, maybe I was resetting some master, which is why all the snares were going like that. So then I got to the assigning. Instead of just assigning a thing, there was another way of assigning, which was hold control select and press the instrument button. So on this, there's buttons that say bass drum, snare drum, there's also pads that say bass drum, snare drum.
Right.
So I was just pressing control select and the pad and nothing was happening. And then Rosa came in and said, what if you press the button? Because I was now very angry. So I then pressed the button and there it was. So I changed it to morph.
You saw morph?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, but why? See, my thing is, well, it didn't say that in the... There you go. If you want to change a control button, you press control select, nothing else, and select. The morph wasn't there. So for this one, you have to go hold control and press at the same time. It just comes up with different things. I'm not quite sure why.
Because it makes sense to the person who's designing it, but they've not translated that to you. No, they've not been able to communicate that in any way, shape, or form to you. Not in the manual, not in a video, not in a user guide.
Anywhere on the internet.
Tutorial, nowhere on the internet. Yeah. Not in the user interface.
They're all going, look, I'm morphing. And then even one bloke said, to make it simpler, just assign the morph to your control button.
But he didn't show you how.
And it's not how you do it with everything else. Oh. As far as I can see, you have to do it in this different way, which seems to, why is that different? And so I'm still annoyed because I still don't understand why when you press control select and you can select filters and things like that, when you press control select and the instrument at the same time, you get a whole load more. I don't get it. Why? Why is, you know,
you're not seeing the logic.
You get a few, but not the one you want. That everyone's raving about on the internet. That clearly everyone's going to want. You know, I want to put morph on because that's what they're all raving about. So you know, I still can't. And I'm worried that because I was just pressing buttons and trying fiddling when all the instruments went weird. And I think it was because I altered some master setting.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think it's more likely it's something I'm doing wrong. I hate to admit it.
Yeah, but you reset it and it did come back for you.
Yeah, but I'm still not quite... Like yesterday, I really did. I had it nailed. I had a blank pattern. I put in the bass drums. I selected all the different instruments. and I was grooving away with some master effects and some delays and some different things on the controls and the the tuning and the decays, and it was all quite groovy and I quite liked it.
Yeah.
And then today it's just all not quite
so as... If you could express your confusion in a single sentence, a single question, what would that be? Or what would, what would that be? Question be?
The question would be, how do I assign to the control knob, which is what is a really big selling point of this. It's what they really sell it on, that you can assign anything, frequency, you know, phases, flanges, sends, return, anything to this button. On, so you have your there's 11 channel, 11 instruments, and each instrument can have a separate effect.
Yeah.
That you can manipulate with the control button.
Have you got 11 control buttons then?
Yes. Along the bottom.
So there's one control button per
that's
channel.
Really beautifully, there's a line through them. Yes. And then there's a line along the control buttons that goes to a button that says control select. And normally what you do is you press control select on the instrument and it'll say LFO. Yeah. And then you've got a little button and you can scroll through. So you might think, I don't want an LFO, I want a flanger. And you go click, 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 flanger. And that's it. You don't have to enter, leave it. And suddenly your control button is the flanger.
And what is that for all of the buttons? How does it know to assign it to that one channel?
Well, you've got your bass button, you've got your bass drum button
selected.
Right? Yeah, which is what I was making a balls up the last, because I was pressing the bass drum pad.
Yeah.
And they don't make that clear. They should press the button, not the pad. They both look like buttons. Because it just said, hold the control and press the button. And up to that point, we're going on about the pads, you know, the those things at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Let's have a look. We can't. I haven't seen the.
Right, there it is.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Lots of buttons, Dan. They are the problem.
They are the problem, aren't they?
Because
they are
your nemesis. Button, and then you've got. There's one button that says clear, you see. I thought, oh, there we are. That'll set me back. You've got to stand on one leg and, you know, press the clear button whilst singing, you know, Oh Danny Boy, and press another button with your nose. And then, because I tried everything, shift, clear. I still haven't worked out a clear program.
What? Yeah.
Because there's programs and patterns and what's the other thing? It's the nomenclature. It's always the same machine, and they have their own. So we all know what tempo is, you know, and write and edit and copy and utility. You know, they're all, I can get them. But clear is like, well, what does clear mean? You know, what does actually, and it's,
what's it going to clear?
Color. You see, so I want to clear something. With clear what? Clear the entire machine? Clear. And of course, it's clear, and then you have to shift because it can be clear effects. It can be clear. And I get it. You know, they can't have clear for every. But they should just have a chapter. I just think they should have a chapter per function. So, like the clear button. There we are. Chapter, clear button. And this is how you use the clear button for various things. So when I'm stuck and I go, oh, clear, instead of having to look through every single, because it's, you get panicked. I panic. I just say, I can't even begin. But it's weird because yesterday I was on top of it and it was all working as I really, and I don't think, maybe version two, it's just, they did say it was a major update. So...
You will get there, Phil. I mean, this is what, how long have you had it now?
A day.
Yeah. I mean, you will get there. No question. It is just, you know, you just got to remember that right now you're at the foot of the slope and you got to drag yourself up that hill of learning until you reach the summit. And then you can look down on where you've come from and you go, Do you remember when I didn't understand why you, and now I am master of all I purvey and I can spit beats with the best of them. But
well, we'll see. It is lovely. I mean, it is amazing. When I've got a preset, so I just start a preset going.
Yeah.
And I just fiddle around with the tones and the tunes and the decays and the auto fill-ins and the master. There's a master effect button.
Yeah.
So you just turn it on, and it can be any. So if it's a fill, it's like, and then you turn it off, and it goes back to the main. But it sounds phenomenal. And the quality and the manipulation, and you know, you've got your reverbs and delays. And yesterday, with my problem yesterday was there's a master delay and master reverb. And when you turn that on, everything goes through it. And you think, well, I don't want the bass drum to go to the delay.
No. But it's
but it's easy. You can do that. You just turn it off.
Yeah.
Shift, instrument, edit. So, you know, it does do everything you want it to do. It's just like everything. You have to just, everything's going through the effects at the top row, and everything's going through there with you. Like, you can turn it off by turning it off, but you might want some delay on the snare. But you don't want it on the bass, but you can turn everything off on the bass. You just have to, it's all about, you know, you choose your instruments and set it up as you want. Yeah. But when they're all kind of grooving away doing their DJ stuff.
Yeah.
They've done all that before they're doing
the. They don't film the 23 hours of painstaking preparation.
Yeah.
No. Where you get a spreadsheet out and, you know,
But it's brilliant. I mean, the fill ins, you've got this auto fill in manual button, and you can put it on the number of steps, the rapidity, you've got 32, 16.
Yeah.
12. And you press it, and it just sounds like, oh, I'm a genius. You know, it sounds like you're a really good. You know, and there's all these kind of, that's amazing. I mean, there's some really nice, and the master effect is amazing. The shuffle's great. There's one button with shuffle, and you just twiddle it, and it just alters things. You know, it's very nice. I haven't quite got my head round variation. There's eight variations, so you have one pattern which is 16 steps, and then you have eight variations of the 16
steps. I like that
yeah,
so that's sort of like a third dimension of a pattern, because often I'll make a pattern and it's got, you know, kick, snare, hi-hat, bass and synths on it, and it's grooving, you like that, and you think, right, now I want
one less bass drum or whatever.
Yeah, I want to put a little you know, a little snare fill at the end of it.
Yeah.
And you've got to copy the pattern, mate, or, you know, how do you break that down? So if you've got variations, I think that can be a really, especially if you can switch variations mid pattern, you know, so you can do half of pattern one, then jump into pattern two for the ending, and then back into pattern one.
And then what you like, Dan, is you've got, and I like the steps, you see, I'm interested you didn't.
No, I hate them.
But I like it.
You like it.
Yeah, because I know 1, 5, 9 to go.
Boom, yeah.
Boom, boom.
You
know the numbers. And then there's on the videos, you know, 1, 7, 13, 15 or something is your basic drop. It's quite it's quite mathematical to get that. I want a bass drum that sounds, and they've got the numbers. You go, well, that's 1, 3, 7, 13, 16. We'll give you that feel. And so it's fun. But then you've got instrument play. So you press that button. So while your groove's going, you can press this. There's one pad here. You see the little pad on that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, that one there.
That one, yeah.
It's
one. Is that your...
That's your pad. And it's touch sensitive, but it isn't. And luckily, because I was a bit like, that's not that. It's ish. And I saw this reviewer going, it's ish.
Yeah.
It's not like machine. Machine.
It's not machine.
No. Yeah. So on instrument play, your pattern's going, you can then just tap. So you can say, put a hi-hat, whatever instrument you've got, your 11 buttons, and just play that live. Yeah.
Great.
You've got instrument record. So you can then play that thing, and then you can also play the pads. So on an instrument record, you can then tap the pad of your instrument here or there.
Right.
And that records. And then you've got motion recording, and that's where I got, that's where all my snares went. Because it, you're fiddling around trying to find the area. And you've got motion on, and I'm not quite sure what motion on, there's different versions. Then you've got sub beats, so you can put on one thing of your 16, you can add, you know, like, or, you know.
You can break the space in between.
And then you've got last, which is, this is lovely, and they're all, and I, so you can have one instrument end on, say, step 7.
Right.
You can put last beats of each instrument in your 16.
Right.
So on your variations, I mean. So you might have just the bass going, buh, buh, nothing. And you can just very quickly just go, the last beat is number 5. So very quickly you can adjust the length
this channel, the last beat is 6.
Yeah.
Is it polyrhythmic? You know, will it go round, do the 5 and then and do the 5 again? So
on that variation, so on variation B, if you say bass drum sots at 6, then for that bar of 4, yeah, that bar up to, you know, there's 16 steps, but then it'll go on to C if you've got a C. Or D, and I think you can have B just looping indefinitely if you wanted to. So I think it's like you've got 8 variations, and I think A, B follows A, C follows B, you know.
Right.
But then you can press the buttons. So if I press AH, H will follow A.
Right.
I mean, I've been doing a lot. I mean, I was reading the manual in bed last night, Dan.
That's I love it.
Yeah, no, well, I really was loving it yesterday. It's really thrown me today because the morph. And it's always, I've realized now, it's because they do it as a company, don't they? They have an update and they promise you one thing usually. You know, they'll go, this is the thing.
The headline. Yeah.
Yeah. And so naturally you go, that's what I'm going to try first.
Yeah. And even if you don't, you didn't need it before. No, you weren't missing it.
I was loving it yesterday, and it was nowhere. I can't morph was no, and then all the videos they're fiddling around with morph, and I still don't think it's right. I still don't think I'm convinced there's some sort of bug in it. It's just weird because it sort of appears, but I don't know yet. I can't be sure. But at one point, morph appeared and then it disappeared.
Is there a forum? Is there a TRAS forum user group?
Well, I've looked on Instagram. I put hashtag TRAS. There were about 20,000. And there's just loads of DJs just, you know. But I thought maybe within them, there might be someone I could message going, tell me.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously going to be, like you say, Dan, it's going to be something simple.
I mean, my experience, version 2s are often, you know, significantly better than version 1 because they've got it out there. And then people are like, oh, wouldn't it be cool? This is great, but wouldn't it be cool if you could? Brilliant if you could make it easier by allowing people to do, you know? And so they add all the this sort of really useful, practical functionality that just wasn't there when they put it out the door. So you know, but we'll see, won't we? I think you'd need to get to that place where you grok it, where you understand the whole system, won't you?
Yeah. And then it is a mountain. You just start and it's like, as you say, you get the guitar and it's this thing you don't, you know, and then you learn it and it becomes familiar. And now machine is familiar.
Mm.
And I don't, but I was thinking, why have I done this again? Why?
Yeah, I know. I do think that.
And we all...
Something happened to me this week. Right. My computer broke, so I had to send it away to be repaired. But I didn't want to send the hard disk, so I kept it. And I needed to buy some more computers for new people. So I bought pretty much the same computer and I plugged my hard disk into their computer because they don't need it till the end. And it starts up and it works. But all of my plugins, paid plugins, are all now unauthorized because the hardware's changed. Oh,
yeah.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm going to get my old computer back. I'll plug it. I'll sort it all out. But for this period of time, I've got no waves. I've got no isotope. I've got no sound toys. Right. And I loaded up my track and none of these plugins worked. And I thought, I wonder what it sounds like. So I pressed play and it sounded amazing.
That's it, Dan.
I watch a lot of stuff about how to mix, and they've got all these tips about going to mono and, focusing and just turn off all your plugins. It's like having X-ray vision. It's amazing. You can hear all the notes. You can hear all of the...
I totally agree, Dan. I think we can get too fugged.
Yeah.
Layers. You keep working, and like you say, or by accident, everything's disabled, and you think, that's it.
That's the one. There's a purity, isn't there?
Everything I've done has been switched.
There's an honesty. It was just, it was a joy. It really I opened my eyes because I must admit, I am a more is more kind of guy. I'm still in that phase of my, where I just want to ladle everything on top of everything. And so to pair it back and to hear it. Lovely. It was a lovely thing. Yeah. So I'm planning on doing that. And the other thing that Isotope tempted me with, we've been going through some Black Fridays and.
Lots of.
They had Ozone 9, the tonal balance. With Neutron,
the whole shebang,
The whole shebang with the Nectar, the vocal suite, latest version, which I love a bit of Nectar. I love all that stuff. £100 for all of it.
What?
Right? I know, it's an upgrade. It was like £100 for you, mate.
Oh, surely.
And I went there.
Yeah.
And I didn't buy it. I did not buy it. Yeah. Well, firstly, they then put on tax. You know how when you buy it off an American site?
Yeah, that annoys me. Yeah.
Really annoys me.
It's the world.
And then it's like, and we're just getting, well, why did, you're not selling it to me for £100 then, are you?
It's saying for £130.
Yeah, that annoyed me. So I wanted to make a point and not buy it for that. But also, I'm glad in a way that I didn't, because everything that I was going to buy, I've really actually already got. You know what I mean? I've already got a mastering tool. I've got Ozone 5 and Ozone 7. They're all completely adequate for my music. I've got everything I need. I don't need anything. I really don't.
Double balance though, Dan. Come on.
It's a game changer.
I know. Do you know what, Dan? I know. I'm looking at it's staring at me now. My Ozone 9 icon is there.
Yeah.
Almost saying, you didn't need me, Phil. You never needed me. I thought I did, but I didn't really. You're quite right. You can hear the masters of the new album and go, he must have Ozone 9. There's no other way he's created this mix, because you were just like, sounds really good, like all your other stuff.
That is some shit hot dither you've put on that. Yeah. That is.
My God. Thank God you had that dither, because without that, this would have sounded crap. Oh, God, we're all like dupes.
We are, aren't we? We're just a mug.
They can just see us coming.
Totally. Totally.
Hey, that video, right? I mean, the version 2 video, I was so excited, Dan. I can't tell you. And that, I can think they can see you coming, can't they? Let's just wheel it in with some going, look at this. Look. Ooh. Ooh. You know, just going, that's going to help with me. It's going to help with me. The button will work like that. And then you download. It's like, no, you can't do that because you have to know how to do it. And then it's like, okay, fine. How do I do it? We're not going to tell you.
We're not going to tell you that.
We're not going to put that in the manual.
God, wouldn't it be great? Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if, I mean, I have to say that drum computer for the that set of six tutorials, they had for that, really, you felt like they taught you everything you needed to know about that in those videos. Yeah. Really enjoyably. If I ever make software, I aspire to, you know, making the user guide as enjoyable as that.
That's what you want. All you want is, I mean, I've just downloaded, Dan, a video. It's 1 hour, 35 minutes of a walkthrough of it. Right?
Oh, fantastic.
Because I'm watching it. He was like, hello, right now. So what we're going to do is, and you could clearly see he didn't know what he's doing either.
Oh.
You know, you want somebody who's really confident.
Yeah.
You just.
No.
I'm already lost trust in you, mate.
Yeah.
Because you're fiddling about, going, and it's, give me a second. No.
Yeah. No.
You're giving me a video. I'm not going to give you a second. You should be seamlessly telling me. That was within the first 30 seconds.
Oh, I hate that. No.
I'm still going to watch it, though.
Yeah.
I might.
No, what you want, you want somebody who's done a whole load of preparation and written down. Like you said about the buttons, you know, who's listed all the buttons and is going to go through them going, right, let's, in this order, I'm going to show you the whole thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. That's what you need. And that's what it felt like. This guy had done. Yeah. No.
They just play around going, look at that. And they're twiddling the knob and you're going, yeah, that's great. And then you go to your knob and it hasn't got what he's got on it. And he hasn't told you how's he got the morph on that. That was the thing. They were all morphing everything and it sounded amazing. And I had no morphs on any of my buttons.
Yeah, you weren't invited to the party.
And no one told me how to get me morph.
No, that's very frustrating.
And it was really, I tell you, the language, Dan, I could get the morph on the master, but then that was the salt in the wound, because they said, so I knew that, and they said, to make it quicker, more seamless, put the morph on your control button. And I was like, how? Tell me. And then they're just fiddling around. And I rewound it a bit, thinking, did I miss something there? And there was nothing. They didn't mention. And it is a thing. It isn't just there. Unless I'm missing something, because I thought, maybe it's just there. By default, you load an FM instrument, the morph's there. It isn't.
No. Well, hopefully you will find out. I suppose it's too soon, version 2 now. The video series that you actually pay for, the courses, you know, I love those because they do have, you know, some pretty good quality.
I bought them before. Yeah, they're really good.
Groove 3, and there's some other ones, aren't there? And I'm quite happy to pay for this. You know what I mean? If I've spent £600 on a on a beatbox, now I'm old, I will happily spend, you know, 10% of that on being shown how to use it to its fullest, because that is really good money well spent, isn't it?
That's the thing. I was thinking when I was fiddling around, I was imagining, let's say you were an expert on it.
Yes.
It's easy because you go, Dan, I need, and you go, you do that. Thank you. But us pioneers, you see, we you know, I'm branching out. I've got the TR8S, and no one else I know has got it. So I'm on my own, really.
I'm just looking now. Oh, God, there's... Oh, this is great. This is great. But this is all... Oh, man, that is... Have you been on the Music Radar, How to Master the Roland TR-8S?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that, no.
No, I'll send you that in the chat here.
The thing is, the example is, Dan, is that... John, a friend, he rang me the other day, really panicking, like freaking out, because... the Logic, nothing on Logic, the UAD and Logic was not talking to each other. Everything was disabled and it was all red exclamation marks everywhere. And he was like, oh my God. I said, right, I know what to do, because I knew. And I told him, I said, right, switch off your UAD, restart the thing, switch on that first. You know, I knew the whole thing.
Right. Yeah.
Because he was really freaking out because it's horrible, but it's happened to me. And I freaked out, and then I found out on some forum, and he did everything I said. I said, unplug, take the firewire out, because it's the computer's just freaking out for some reason. And he did it all, and it was all perfect again. He was so grateful, like I was some sort of messiah, you know.
Yes.
But it's all about, if you know, it's easy.
Yes.
It's all down to, if you know...
Knowledge is power, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not. Totally. It's not. But he was really worried. And so it's like me. All I need is someone who knows about this whole morph thing, where it's probably really easy, who would just go, oh, yeah, yeah, you do that. And then my whole relationship with this machine would be different. At the moment, I really don't like it. I'm kind of fearful of it. I don't really want to turn it on. You know?
Yeah.
There's this real barrier. I can feel it, and it's, and that's not good for creativity. That's why I teach. You know, fear is the enemy of creativity. If you're fearful of setting anything or trying it, you're just not going to go in with that confidence of. So. There we are.
Are you going to stick with it, or are you going to send it back?
Well, I told them in the phone that I was sending it back.
Really?
Yeah. I was really angry, Dan. I said, I'll be sending this back. And the guy at the port boat was like, because I rang him back 3 times. I was just frustrated. And then it was when Rosa came in and said, well, what if you press that button? Because I'd gone blind. Because there's another button.
Yeah. You just go round in circles.
And I knew when she said it, I thought, oh, that's going to be it. I did it. And of course, the screen was there as should be. I twiddled it, went to morph, and it was set to morph. But that's not how it should work. Because they say to set your control, you press it and twiddle, not press and press another thing at the same time. And it's nowhere in the manual. I've looked. It is nowhere in the manual.
No.
And that's why I just find that hard to believe. That, I mean, Rode, they're big. I mean, they're a huge company.
Yeah.
That when they're writing the manual, it's something you want to do to set your... Because that's a feature of the machine. And it doesn't tell you how to do it. I find that bizarre.
Hmm. Well, I don't, because we write software here. Obviously, we have to write manuals for that software, and they are so hard to do. They're so hard to do that I'm amazed when anybody does half decent job on it, because it's really difficult to do and do well.
You're right.
As a developer, you know it so well. You're so intimate with everything. You can't imagine how anyone could not just completely understand it. You know what I mean? You're not in the right place to write a manual, because you don't need a manual, you know?
Yeah.
what you need is to pay someone to come in and go, well, what does that do? And you don't do that because you haven't got any money. And also, you don't want someone coming in and asking stupid questions like, how do I morph? You're like, well, of course you morph like this, you muppet. Yeah. You know, because it's your thing. Well, you know exactly how it works. It makes perfect sense. Yeah, you do. That's exactly what you need.
Because I'm going in with all the, but you know, I'm not, see, I think you're right, Dan, that most people who buy the TR-8S are like DJs, and I don't know, they have a different mindset. Who knows? And they're all talking to each other, and they know how this, they just know it.
Yeah.
They're not some sort of folk musician who's trying to create a new genre. Yeah. Folk, no, that's my...
See, I don't think, no, I think they all struggle as well, but they just put it in a box in the back of the cupboard and don't look at it again and buy something else in the hope that that will be the thing that gets them.
There's a lot of people doing amazing things with it. Maybe they're not. Maybe it's not amazing. Maybe it's...
Well, no, you're right. There are a lot of people doing it, I'm sure. But, I mean, when you say a lot of people, you're talking about, you know, under 100, aren't you?
Yeah, in the world, yeah.
Compared to how many units are sold, they sell more than 100. You know, I'm just saying that most people, I think, are struggling. And there's a few people who really, you know, who's probably their job and they do it a lot. And they, like you say, they've got mates who they can phone up and say, how does this thing work? And they get sent free units and, you know, probably a Roland guy comes around and shows them how to use it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
But I'm looking forward to hearing
my first.
Yeah. Really am.
I really am keen on my new, because I want to do because it's very much, you know, techno-y. A lot of everyone you see with this machine is that genre, and I think, but there's, you can slow it down, you know, but you can do any bit, and it's got such a huge, there's no reason why I can't do really subtle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Things.
No reason I can't, and no one does. Everyone you hear playing this, it's all.
Yeah. Yeah, no
and
reason.
Actually, I'm really keen to go, well, I'm going to go, you know, boom, boom, k- 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 you know, sort of. Just different or fast. I don't know, because I love it. I'm enjoying listening to it. I've really enjoyed listening to the presets. Mm. There's a lot of presets, and I think I don't want to use pre. I wish they had more blanks. I wish they had things more blank, because they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are with 8 in each one. Then it goes 8, 1, 2, and then it suddenly goes blank.
Right.
And I just wish they'd have, I don't know, 1, 2, and then blank.
Can you blank them out yourself?
Yeah, I can delete.
Right.
I can delete the things. But, I mean, yeah, so there's a lot of stuff that's really rich and pre-programmed and all kinds of
magic. Yeah, okay.
And, well, I don't want all that shit. And so when I try and plan my stuff, it's still got all the motion data and stuff on top of it.
Right, yeah.
You want a blank canvas.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you can, you know, spend an hour just clearing them all out.
Clearing all out.
Get a nice empty machine. Yeah. But, Phil, can I set you a challenge, but which the great thing for me about this machine compared to machine is that it's standalone, that you can just take it with you.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Yeah.
So for me, one of your career highlights was when you toured with, it was a drum machine or a DAT, and it was just you and the drum machine pretty much, wasn't it? And maybe Dave, guitarist Dave, I can't remember. Yeah. That was a great sound that you got going there. That was really good. So You can work on this, can't you? And let's aim for making a little set, that you can put in your, you can literally carry with you down here. Come down and see me once lockdown is freed up.
And I'd love that. Can,
That would be fantastic. Love to hear that.
Yeah, so creating, yeah.
Yeah, your set in there.
Yeah.
And then just,
that's going to be
great, isn't it? Be lovely.
I mean, it is an amazing thing because of the mixer style, you know, it's lovely. You can set very simply. I love all that.
Yeah.
The manipulation of the sounds, because you've got tune and decay, they're fixed. So you can shorten things and tune it, and you can have layers, and the LEDs are the different colors for each. So it's blue for synths. So you can have
a section,
and it's very color, and the pulsing light, it's very nice.
Yeah,
I really get it, the performance.
Yeah.
Programming is the tricky stuff.
Yeah, but you'll get there, won't you? I know you. You will stick it. You've got quite incredible stickability, considering.
Yeah, I do. I like to master things. I really do. I want to,
Good. One other thing I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Was top tens.
Right.
Something that I do is around this time of the year is I collate my top 10 songs of the year. Do you do anything like that? Do you get anything like? Would you be out for doing something like that? And then maybe
top 10 of the year.
Then maybe
they might not be of this year, but there's top 10
they don't
songs
know.
That I've enjoyed.
That's it. They don't. There's no. Yeah, they can be any.
Very clearly, there's top 10 songs I've enjoyed this year.
Yeah.
Some current, some quite unusual. I think you'll find.
Yeah.
You know, Taylor Swift is definitely.
They all have. Yeah. They all resonate for you, and they all have a memory for you tied to 20.
Yeah, I like that. Let's do that. Yeah.
In a couple of weeks, then.
So that'll be after Christmas. That'll be the 29th, will it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Let's see we'll see how you're going. Yeah.
Yeah. Top 10 musical moments of 2020. I could definitely do that.
Yeah, and then we can count them down together and we do, you know, what's your number 10, what's my number 10, maybe play a little excerpt from it or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And record that, stick that up there, that would be a nice little memory for us.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. That's a brilliant idea.
Cool.
By the way, Dan, we're getting a lot of, from the compilation, it's John Greening with... saying he asked me, said, were they remastered? They can't and I said, they weren't, as far as I know. He's like, they just sound amazing,
They do sound amazing,
And even though he recorded them, he just said, are you sure? Because they sound so much better than when, and I think it's that whole detachment when you haven't listened to them. Because don't tell me anything, Dan, honestly. That song, because I'd forgotten that song, literally forgotten it, and I then heard the full version, and it's great.
It's a great song, isn't it?
Yeah,
I know.
Harmonies and
it's like it takes you, doesn't it? It takes you away to a different place.
There's a few percussion. That was John Petter, a bit of percussion on it, but it's very clean.
Mm. Yeah, but focused, isn't it? It knows exactly the groove, you know, but it doesn't do it all with drums or all with, it's sort of using a load of different instruments to get.
And you only, I don't know if you heard, and I'm listening to my guitar playing, and I'm thinking, God, is that me? It's weird.
Yeah,
I really like that. But
yeah. Yeah, you cover a lot of territory on this.
Really,
and it's
like
all consistently high quality. I mean, when I listen to it, I just think, what a bunch of players you included, that you've gathered to to illustrate these songs that you've written. You know, every single one on there is a musical delight. It really is.
I mean, I've been in touch with Danny Spanny as well. 27 years, and we're in touch again. Because John Greening, you know, I told him, and he's on Facebook with Danny Spanny, and Danny Spanny got in touch with me on WhatsApp. And, yeah, I said, oh, it was great times. That's 27 years ago. 23 years ago.
It's incredible, isn't it? Isn't that incredible?
23 years ago we last toured. And I haven't seen him since.
Wow.
You know, so yeah, I love it, Dan. Thank you so much. I mean,
I love it as well. Yeah. As you know, I love it so much. I bought it to it for everybody.
I know you bought so many. Thank you. I mean,
but do you know what? Yeah. Not one person noticed.
Oh,
not one person noticed. So I've asked a few people. I've said, you know, hey Barney, don't know if you know. We released Phil's 16 of his old tracks on Bandcamp. Yeah. He said, oh yeah, that sounds good. I'd like to listen to that. I said, yeah, well, I bought a copy for you and gifted you a copy. He said, oh really? I said, yeah. You should have an email, you know, from Bandcamp, and you know, with you can get the songs. And he said, oh really? Look back through his history. Yeah, he'd had the email, he just archived it, assumed it was spam. So he said, oh, that's really, oh great. And then I went and said to Sal, you know, did you notice any emails from Bandcamp? He said, oh yeah, I think I saw something. I just assumed it was spam.
God.
But that every single person. Isn't that it's kind of,
but there we are. You see, even the people that like us,
you can't give it away now. We're in such a world that you can't. Everyone assumes everything is just, it's so much clawing for your attention, isn't there? That, you know, you can throw stuff in
the wood for the trees, you just cannot.
No,
I mean, my new album is going to be a real, because I'm really good. I've got the concept. I've got the cover. I haven't written the songs yet. It's going to be 8 songs. Yeah.
Fabulous. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. The old folk now.
Yeah, going back to the folk.
Yeah. Folk and techno.
Oh, folk now, yeah. How are you? Are you going to be using the TRA on it?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. The bass is going to be TRA, and then it's going to be ukulele. So I'm going to write a folk song, then do some sort of bonkers techno, and then just do it together. And it might be utter shit. I don't care. I'm just going to release it, and it could be
great.
The versioning of a new genre, or people will just think it's ridiculous.
No, it sounds lovely, Phil. I mean, it's not going to be techno, like you said. It's going to be you on the TR-8, which is a very different thing. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But techno sounds.
Yeah, but techno isn't the sounds, really, is it?
No,
techno...
I want to do everything above 140 BPM. So I'm really going for it. So whatever I've written is going to be really...
But I mean, we all know
there's going to be this bonkers beat track.
As soon as you get to 140 BPM, you're really at 70 BPM. You know, I mean, there is no, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, so I agree.
The feel will be quite.
Yeah. Yeah. I do love busy drums. You know, I do love that whole drum and bass. The thing that get going, breakbeat, it's fabulous. Yeah. And then over the top of that, folk, anything, you know, anything sounds good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Look forward to that. Listen, I'm going to head back home. I'm actually in Tunbridge right now. But I'm
God. It's hard to see, too, with all your Christmas lights.
No. Yeah, well, I just came in to make sure the place is still standing, which it is. That's good. But I'm going to take the trip home now. Go back to see the folks. Lovely to see you, Phil. Really good to see you.
I might send you I'll see what I can get on the old Roland.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a drum track, I'll just send you something. I'm just going to do something stupid and just see. Here we go.
Yeah, brilliant.
Phil on the old TR-8S. DJ Phil.
Fantastic. Yeah. Love it. I look forward to that. Yeah. And I've got, once I get my computer back, I can put the finishing touches to my Adele cover. And I will send you that.
That's new. Right.
It's been going a while. A few years ago at Plaxstock, I did a cover of Adele, and it was probably one of my best covers. And I picked it up a couple of months ago, and I've just been, recording it. And I love it. I love it, man. It's
great.
I'll let you hear that. Nice one.
Okay, so top 10.
Top so, 10.
I'll call you before Christmas, Dan.
Yes.
On the phone,
otherwise, have a lovely run up.
You too. Take care.
Keep safe. See you later.
Bye.
See you.